From out of the West comes America's greatest half hour of Western fun and music, the Hollywood Barn Dance. Yes, it's Cotton Seed Clark and his gay gang of Hollywood Barn Dance boys and girls, friends and neighbors, in their regular Saturday night gathering here in our new barn just off Gower Gulch in Hollywood. And here he comes to get the proceedings underway, your hillbilly plug from the Lone Star State, Cotton Seed Clark. Much obliged, Jay Stewart, and you folks for dropping in at our new barn this payday. We've planned a lot of fun and music for you tonight. We figured you'd be a-liking. And it begins with America's great Western singing stars, Four Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage, featuring Western voiced Al Sloy and the good old San Antonio Road. Hey! Bring it!
Deep within my heart lies a melody, a song of old San Antonio, where in dreams I live with a memory, beneath the stars all alone. It was there I found, beside the Alamo, enchantment strange as the blue up above. Moonlit paths that only she would know, still hears my broken song of love.
Moon in all your splendor, know only my heart, call back my road over San Antonio. Just so sweet and tender, like travel far and afar, speak once again of my love, my all.
A broken song, empty words, I know, still live in my heart all alone. For that moonlit passed by the Alamo,
and rose my rose of San Antonio, rose of San Antonio.
Boy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. Well, folks, several weeks ago, our barn dance broadcast, Colleen Summers sang a little Western heart song called Jealous Heart. Well, the mail is still a-pouring in for a repeat performance, so there's nothing left to do but make you folks happy about the whole thing. And here she is, the sweetheart of the barn dance, pretty Colleen Summers, singing the song made famous by our good friend, Tex Ritter, Jealous Heart.
Beating. Can't you see the damage you have done? You have driven him away forever. Jealous heart, now I'm the lonely one. I was part of everything he planned for. Now he hates the sight of all I stand for, all because of you, old jealous heart. Jealous heart, why did I let you rule me when I knew the end would bring me pain? Now he's gone.
Singing Jealous Heart.
Hiya, Cottonseed, old pal, pal, Old Faithful.
Hiya there, Johnny Bond. Say, where are you going with all of those bat pals?
Well, I'm going down to my new hotel my Uncle Wilbur left me.
Do you own a hotel?
Sure.
Well, what do you know? Say, can you give me a room and a bath?
I can give you a room, but you'll have to take your own bath.
Look, Johnny. Say, how much are your rooms?
Oh, $10 and up.
But, Johnny, I'm your old pal, remember? How much for me?
In that case, it'll be $10 down.
Fine pal you turned out to be.
A fine gag that turned out to be. How about me singing my song, Cottonseed? I got to go down and open up that there hotel.
Okay, Johnny, what's it going to be?
Down by the railroad track.
Well, start it, Johnny.
I had a girl named Annabelle. She thought the world of me, but for some cause her family and I could not agree. And if I'd call there at her house, was sure to start a fight. So for that reason, we would take a walk each Wednesday night. Down by the railroad track, down by the railroad track. I'd hold her hand, she'd hold mine, down by the railroad track. I courted her for 7 months until one summer's day. Her father found it out, and then there was the deuce to pay. He says, young man, come here to me, I want a word with you. Where do you think I found myself when finally I came to? Down by the railroad track, down by the railroad track. The birds were singing merrily down by the railroad track. We're married now and settled down with children all our own. Across the door there hangs a sign, it says, God bless our home. Both she and I take walks each night, but up and down the floor. To try and get them kids to sleep, we don't walk anymore. Down by the railroad track, down by the railroad track. I wonder who is there tonight, down by the railroad track.
Tonight, our brushwood poet, Cottonseed Clark, goes sentimental on us as he goes deep down in his book for the very first poem he ever wrote. It's said that people who write poetry must have inspiration, and his offering tonight makes it very obvious where that inspiration came from. Cottonseed recites, That Little Girl of Mine.
Now, I'm going to try not to bore you with a lot of talk about my baby girl. But reading all them poems they write about boys just throws my brain in a whirl. Why, the mushy stuff they say about boys makes me hang my head in shame that I've waited this long to write something about my precious Mary Jane. I ain't a-saying nothing again, boys, 'cause they're as grand as they can be. But somebody's overlooked a lot to write about, so I guess it's left up to me. Now, I wish some poet with pretty words and a lot of fancy and clever rhyme could have had the inspiration call to write of this girl of mine. But I suppose the best way to tell my girl is just break down and say that she's pretty, sweet, lovely, precious, dainty, graceful, and gay. You know, I'm using a lot of fancy words myself, but they don't even start to tell the things about my girl that's written in my heart. I'd like to tell you a lot of the things my girl says to me about how I'm going to be her best boyfriend when 16 she gets to be, and how she ain't never going to marry and leave her dear sweet dad, and that I'm the finest, smartest, bestest daddy any girl ever had. If I knew just how to say it, I'd like to tell you about the time I got real sick and she came to my bed, a heartbroken and a crying. She was saying, Daddy, please, please try real hard and get well for me. Because if you don't, I'm going to have God make me sick too. Wait and see. And then the time I came home and found her spruced up in her mother's dress. Ah, there she stood. A lovely lady all grown up. The precious mess. Her feet and hands were completely covered up. She had a dolly in her arms. Well, all the boys in this whole wide world could not possess those charms. But I don't guess you care to know all the cute things my girl's done that seem so smart and sweet to me. Perhaps you're making fun and saying I'm selfish and conceited and narrow, the father of a brat. But there's not a son's father a-living that'd dare to tell me that. I'm only trying to tell you, but I just can't find the phrase, that boys can't hold a light to girls and ain't due half the praise they've been a-getting from poets and them songwriting fellas, too. I ain't jealous. I'm just giving the honest facts to you. So if there's a gifted writer among you who perchance may hear my plea, lend a thought to what I've said about girls and give your aid to me. Help to give my girl and all the other little girls I know the praise that's due each one of them. That's all I ask. I guess I'll go. Thank you very much, friends and neighbors. Well, it's always about this time and our fun and doings each Saturday night that you folks are pleasured by a song from the Sunshine Girls. And tonight is no exception, for here they are, Colleen, Vivian, and June, the Sunshine Girls, to sing for you, Be My Darling. I will, children.
Be my sweetheart, be my own, be my darling, mine alone. Never leave me, I'd be blue. Can't you see, dear, I love you. Be my sunshine all day. Soon the shower
Girls, Colleen, Vivian, and June. And now Ted French and his exhibition square dancers on one side of the barn, Tex Lightning and his fiddle on the other, Johnny Bond in the middle. We're going to call off a good old square dance. Everybody
get Oh, let's get going. Hello, Grandpa. How do you do?
Oh, Mama, you need a case.
It's your Hollywood bar dance, friends and neighbors, with Cottonseed Clark and gang carrying on with a regular Saturday night half hour of Western fun and music. The festivities will continue in just 30 seconds after a brief pause for station identification. This is CBS, the Columbia Broadcasting System. We're carrying on to the second half of your Hollywood Barn Dance, friends and neighbors, direct from our new barn, located just off Gower Gulch in Hollywood. And once more, in rides your hillbilly Ford and master of the proceedings, Cottonseed Clark.
Much obliged, James Stewart, and we're coming to the end of this set, so Johnny Bond, swing those dancing folks right on out through the barn doors.
Let's get going, kids.
And now, folks,
for the second half of the Hollywood Barn Dance, and up comes Foy Willing and the Riders of the Purple Sage. We'd like to remind you right now that next Saturday night, Foy Willing and his boys won't be with us, but we will have a great surprise for you in the store of our guests. And incidentally, all of you folks in and around San Diego that would like to see the Riders of the Purple Sage in person might drop in at the Orphan Theater, where they'll be playing for a week down there. Right now, here they go with the fireball mail. Pour the coal on, boys. Let's go!
Hey, hey! Look her roll, there she goes, in that cold. Watch her fly, look at her sail. Let her bye, 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 fireball mail. It's a near, make enough time. Tracks are clear, look at her fly. See that freight, her in the rail. Then she's late, 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 fireball mail. Watch her swerve, look at her sway. Get that curve out of the way. Like a hound, like we say. Down a bound, 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 five old mail. Here she comes, look at her roll. There she goes, beat that pole. Watch her fly, look at her sail. And her bye bye down, five old mail, five old mail.
And now, folks, it comes time for Western Pictures' newest singing cowboy star, Jimmy Wakely. And incidentally, Jimmy won't be with us now for quite a few weeks because he's leaving us next week, or this coming week, to go on a bond-selling tour and a few theaters down in Texas and New Mexico where the premiere of his new picture, Springtime in Texas, will be shown. So right now, let's give a big welcome to Jimmy Wakely as he comes out of singing Springtime in Texas.
You're the sweetest rose in Texas, and you belong to me. You've got me riding O's and X's in my book of memories. When it's springtime in Texas, by the sleepy Rio Grande, I'm coming back to you. When it's springtime in Texas, we'll wander hand in hand, where skies are always blue. When the mockingbird is singing in the twilight, we will plant a little cottage just for two. When it's springtime in Texas, by the sleepy Rio Grande, I'm coming back to you. Oodle-ee-ee, oodle-ee-ee. Bird is singing in the twilight. We will plan a little cottage just for two. When it's springtime in Texas, by the sleepy Rio Grande, I'm coming back to you.
To you, Jimmy. And you know, folks, it might also remind you that Jimmy Wakely is the author of that fine new song. By the way, Jay Stewart, come over here a minute. I want to talk
right,
to you.
All right, see, what do you want?
Look, Jay, I want you to take over for a while. I'm going down to Johnny Bond's new hotel at some
fool uncle left him and see how he's making out.
Well, why don't we all go down, Cottonseed?
Say, that's a good idea. Let's get going.
All right, we take you out of the lobby of Johnny Bond's hotel on Maple Street. And there behind the desk, talking on the phone, who do we find but that long, lean, lanky, lazy Lulu from Lizard Ridge, Johnny Bond!
Hello? Yes? This is the Waldorf Hysterica Hotel. What's that? Do we have a room with a view? Sure, we can give you a room with a 50-mile view if you look straight up. Oh, sure, you'll like this room. It's got towels and soap and hot and cold running cockroaches. Oh, yeah, we change the sheets every day from one bed to the other. What's that? Madam, please, what's your language? Just for that, I got to hang up. Besides, I see an old pal of mine coming in the door. Goodbye. Hi there, Cottonseed, old pal, old vinegar puss.
Hiya there, Johnny. Yeah, so this is your new hotel.
Oh, it's mine, all mine, old pal. What do you think of it?
Well, I don't know yet, Johnny. Give me time to kind of look around.
Take all the time you want. There's a chair right over there that goes back to Louis the 15th. There's a piano that goes back to the USO the 16th.
Who's that rugged-looking character coming over here?
Well, that's my bellboy, Razzmatazz Dean. Hey, Razzmatazz.
Yeah, the boss, I'm coming, boss.
He's a little pale, you see. He eats lots of marshmallows. Say, Razzmatazz, where have you been so long?
Well, I have some strenuous relaxing to do.
Mm-hmm. Did you take the ice water up to room 804?
Yeah, sir, but there didn't nobody answer.
What'd you do with the water?
I poured it under the door.
Well, go out and put some more tax in the road, pal. We need some more customers.
Yeah, here comes a customer now.
You're right. What can I do for you, sir?
My name is Stonehead. Do you have accommodations?
Sure. Do you want a room with a bath, or will you follow the arrow?
Well, just so it has a bed. You see, I'm a somnambulist.
You don't say.
Yes.
Well, on you, it looks good.
No, you don't understand. I mean, I walk in my sleep.
Oh, well, here's a box of tax. That'll stop that. Now, just sign your name here, and that'll be $10 in advance.
Fine. Now, here's the money. I always like to start off with a clean sheet.
That'll cost you another dollar for the clean sheet.
May I go up now? I'm very tired.
Sure. Razzmatazz, take the man's suitcase.
Hey, those are my shoes.
Well, whatever they are, you ought to unpack them right away.
Why, may I ask?
The content is beginning to spoil. Oh, I'm telling you, Cottonseed, old pal, we get some mighty odd characters. Who's this coming here?
Pardon me. Could you give me the key to room 306?
Oh, I'm sorry, pal, but that room belongs to Jimmy Wakely.
I am Jimmy Wakely. I fell out of the window.
Mr. Wakely, you've simply got to quit looking around with them field glasses.
Thanks.
Here's your key.
Thanks again.
Cottonseed,
Johnny Bond.
Something just struck me.
Hey, just a minute, Cottonseed. Yeah? Here comes that Stonehead guy back again.
Say, you, what's the big idea charging me $10 for that pigeonhole you call a room?
What's the matter? Didn't you find any pigeons you liked?
Very funny. And did you know that there's a rat in my room?
Well, tell him you'll have to come down and register.
And furthermore, that south wall, why, it's so thin you can almost see through it.
And besides, you're only entitled to a mouse at best. You're only paying $10.
I said that south wall, it's so thin you can almost see through it.
South wall?
Yes. That's the winder. And what about all those spots all over the ceiling?
Yeah, I want to apologize for that. You see, that room used to be occupied by an inventor. He invented high explosives.
Oh, I see. And those spots are one of his explosions?
No, that's the inventor.
I'm getting out of here.
You know, I lose more customers that way.
Hey, pardon me.
Yeah.
May I have the key to room 306?
Did you fall out of the window again, Mr. Wakely?
No, you see, you've given me the wrong key. I fell out of 307.
Oh, I...
Oh, you know, Cottonseed, this is a funny place. It's, what do you think of my hotel by now?
Well, it's simple, Johnny, old pal.
Incidentally, just
go on my line.
What do you do to make this place so popular?
Well, it's, you know what I do? When people come in here, they want a room. They either can have it a little bit. Where am I? Let's back up, y'all two.
All right, Johnny.
They can either have it on the American or the Japanese plan.
No, Johnny. No. You mean either the American or European plan, don't you?
I mean Japanese. On the American plan, you get a room with a cross ventilation. On the Japanese plan, you get a room with a double cross ventilation.
Johnny Bond. And now, folks, Foy Willing and the boys line up before the microphone with the girls and Jim Wakely, for we're going to pour into a swell song about a grand old dance that's coming back into its own. The old square dance is back to stay, so let's sing and dance it, children. Everybody is
The old square dance is back again. The old square dance is back to stay. Tie old Robin and clear the hay. Hurry up, Zeke, it's time to play. The old square dance is back to stay. Take your partner, Nellie Brown. Swing her around and around and around. Toss her away like a jitterbug. Bring her right back and give her a hug. The old square dance is back again. Clear the barn and coop the hen. Hire the band for five or ten. The old square dance is back again.
Take your partner, everyone. Grab a gal and have some fun. I'm all ready to start the call. We're going down to the square dance hall. Do-si-do and a do-si-do. And around that figure and an eight you go. Keep on spinning just like a top. Don't get dizzy or you're going to drop. Alaman left around the room. Now swing your honey around the broom. Alaman left and beat the drum. Then back your own where you started from. Now promenade right around the hall. Keep on going till you're ready to fall. Swing your partner around and around. All get busy or you're going to fall down.
The old square dance is back in town. Clear the wagon and hide the plow. Grab yourself a station now. The old square dance is back in town. The old square dance is back in town. All jump up and never come down till the hollow of your foot makes a hole in the ground. The old square dance is back in town. Tell the one if you slick their hair, doesn't matter if there ain't none there. Tell the gal they ought to wear a dress with a swish and plenty of play. The old square dance is back in town. Clear the wagon and hide the plow. Grab yourself a station now. The old square dance is back in town.
The old square dance is back again. Clear the barn and coop the hen. Hire the band for five or ten. The old square dance is back again.
Well, folks, we hate to have to call a halt to the festivities, but we got to be heading for bed. It's been another great Saturday night, and we've enjoyed keeping company with you. We'll all be back at the usual time next Saturday night, bringing you the kind of entertainment we promise you won't regret on Sunday morning. See you all in church. Until then, this is Cottonseed Clark saying so long, good luck, good night, and may the good Lord bless you.